Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hi there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace. Today we continue in our series entitled, Are You a Courageous Christian? Good question. You know, it takes courage to obey God. It really does. Because obeying God is always the right thing to do, but it's seldom the easiest thing to do. When God's assignments seem beyond our capabilities, we need a brave determination to obey and follow through. Courage is the quality of mind and spirit enabling us to meet danger, opposition, or the challenges of life with fearlessness, a sense of calm, and decisiveness. Again, we're going to talk about Joshua, because Joshua was a man who understood the challenges of obedience because the Lord entrusted him with the responsibility of leading the Israelites into the land he'd promised to give them. Although Joshua lived thousands of years ago, God's message to him is still very much applicable to us today. Courage is needful to fulfill God's assignments for your life and mine. Now, why would Joshua need bravery to achieve the job God designed for him? Well, he needed it because he was stepping into Moses' shoes. After performing many miraculous signs in Pharaoh's presence, Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt and through the wilderness for 40 long years. There had never been a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew, the Bible says, face to face. Think about it. Anyone who's ever had to follow a great leader knows how intimidating that can be. But Moses was now dead, and Joshua was called to take the reins of leadership. Conquering the promised land was a seemingly impossible task. Its walled cities were like fortresses, and the soldiers were skilled in warfare and equipped with weapons and chariots. Furthermore, there were giants in the land. Because of all these challenges, the Lord told Joshua three times to be strong and courageous. Although all of us face different situations than the one Joshua had, we each have areas of obedience that require courage. Maybe it's confronting a friend who is living in sin, or perhaps it's responding to a boss who wants us to compromise our moral values. Or maybe God is calling us to stand up for our beliefs in a classroom or refuse to give in to peer pressure. Whatever the issue, we also need courage to do what's right. And loved one, courage is strengthened by God's great and precious promises to us. The Bible is filled with assurances that give us the boldness to move ahead in obedience. Although many of these assurances were written to people who lived long ago, the scriptural principles within them still apply to us today. To encourage and assure Joshua, God gave him the following promises. First, the land. God said, "Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses." So, dear one, when God makes a promise, he sees it as already completed. He encouraged Joshua with this, God's powerful presence. God told Joshua, "No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you." Hallelujah. God also promised Joshua success. The Lord promised Joshua success in his mission if he would be careful to do according to all the law and to meditate on it day and night. That was the only way Joshua would be able to guide the people wisely and protect them from pagan influences that would surround them. And like Joshua, we need to read the scriptures to receive God's instructions in order to succeed in our lives. Amen. Praise God. So what does it mean when we meditate on God's word? Meditation is a process by which we apply scripture to our lives. It begins with reading God's word and asking him questions such as, "Lord, what are you saying to me in this passage? Is there something you want me to do? Is there an area of my life that you want to change?" Meditation on the scriptures reveals any hidden areas we'd reserved for ourselves, prompting us to fully surrender to the Lord. Since God speaks to us personally through his word, that's one way we'll find out what he wants us to do and how we are to live. When we go to his word, the Holy Spirit interprets it for us in a way that speaks to our individual needs and circumstances. God knows us inside and out, and we need to meditate on his word. We need to speak his word and act on his word in order to live victorious lives in him. So the key to courage is meditation upon God's word. When we reflect on scripture as part of our daily lives, we can expect these following results. First of all, scripture quiets our spirit. Instead of fretting and becoming discouraged, we can rely on the best counselor in the world, Almighty God, and his Holy Spirit. See, his words bring comfort and peace to our souls. Scripture also purifies the heart. The word of God is a lamp to our feet, revealing things that we shouldn't be, that just shouldn't be in our lives. It shows us the right way to go, the correct path in which to walk. It also sharpens perception. Meditation opens our minds to understand truths we'd never comprehend otherwise. When we search the scriptures, the Lord increases our knowledge and leads us into his promises. And so in time, we can build a promise. Actually, let me word it this way. We can build a promise bank of verses that strengthen our faith and fill us with the courage to obey. No matter what the naysayers may say, we will have the courage to obey because we're filled up with the Word of God and with his Spirit. Scripture also clarifies direction. Whenever the path is unclear and we need specific direction for decisions, the Lord uses our time of meditation in the Word to speak to our hearts, guiding us to the choices He would have us to make. The word also confirms or cautions counsel in our heart. The wisdom found in God's word helps us to evaluate the advice of others to determine if it's godly and wise or if it should be rejected. Meditation on God's word also increases our faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when the Lord blesses us for our obedience and does what He's promised, our confidence in Him and His word greatly increases. It also enlarges our view of God. So meditation upon the word opens our eyes to who the Lord is. He's not just a God who resides in heaven on the throne, but also one who lives within us through the presence of His Holy Spirit. And meditation upon the word keeps us aware of His presence and power. When we listen to the word of God, when we listen to the still small voice of His Spirit inside, we'll discern what He's continually with us and is constantly displaying His power through us as He works in our lives. And dear one, rest assured that when we meditate on God's word, that God will guide us to success and victory. Our Father God doesn't want us to fail. He doesn't. His goal is to teach us valuable lessons that will ensure that we eventually succeed. He'll take each experience and work it out for our ultimate good if we'll obey Him. Trust and obey, just like the old songs say. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for listening once again. And let me reassure you, I love you guys, and I never take our listeners for granted. Though we've never met and probably never will this side of heaven, I do pray for you guys every week. And I hope and pray that this podcast serves as a guide for you, as a study help, as an encouraging word for you each and every week. Thank you once again. I love you all. And if you would, please, if this podcast has any value to you, I would ask you to please pray about donating to this ministry so that we can reach more and more people with the good news of Jesus Christ all around the world. Just go to our website, yourplaceofgrace.com, click on the Donate tab, and sow your very best seed. And I promise, God will bless you in return. 30, 60, 100-fold. He always does. He may not bless you monetarily necessarily, although He may, but blessings come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. Thank you. Thank you for donating to our ministry. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May God be gracious unto you and always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may He grant you peace, prosperity, protection, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May He give you laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.